you ready?
Okay. This story is about my 22-year-old daughter who graduated from high school in May of 1999. And when she left, she went to the prom. And after coming from the prom and coming home very early in the morning, her and another friend was going to a third friend's house, and she was in a car accident. In the car accident, she broke her femur bone. And Tierra was known to be called Two Height, which she was very, very active. She was a cheerleader, a dancer, and people just know her to be very, very bubbly. And so when she broke her femur bone, it really did put a damper into her graduation, because, of course, she could not just run across the stage and in the manner in which people would expect her to, because she now was in a wheelchair. She broke her thigh bone. But because of her tenaciousness and her perseverance, it did not allow Tierra to hinder anything that she wanted to pursue, which was to go to college at Florida A&M. So even though she did that, she went on to school. And even prior to that, the principal said, "We're going to do whatever it takes to get Tierra across that stage." So they did make adequate preparations for her to come across the stage in a wheelchair. So she then still did pursue her career, going on to Florida A&M to college. She was not able to do the things that she normally would have wanted to do, which was in the first year, go out for cheerleading, because she was a cheerleader and a dancer. But as the years went on, she did start dancing, and she did go out for cheerleading practice. And so she did end up being a part of the dance company at Florida A&M. So I'm real proud of Tierra, because at this day and age, this is 2003, and she is about to graduate cum laude. I received the invitation just yesterday, and it's just, I'm just proud to know that through her trials and tribulations, she never lost sight of her purpose. She never gave up, and she just persevered even the more. Even though I know that she put her trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, I'm thankful for that, to know that she's now walking and doing very well, and is going to go on to pursue her career. Question, did I have enough people in it?
Oh, sure.
Okay.
Oh, Henry's story.
Okay. Oh, I need to do some of this.
Don't listen to this. Close your ears.
Oh, good.
Just listen to the story, otherwise you'll memorize it.
Oh, I thought they were losing.
Oh, you
finished.
Yeah.
Oh. You
finished.
Shortly after 10 o'clock, shortly after 10 o'clock on a dark and windy night, a policeman moved down the street, trying the door of each business. Most businesses were closed, and a few people were about. The policeman suddenly slowed his walk. In the doorway of a darkened hardware store, a man leaned with an unlighted cigar in his mouth. As the policeman walked up to him, the man spoke up quickly. "It's all right, officer," he said reassuringly. "I'm just waiting for a friend. It's an appointment made about 20 years ago. About that time, long ago, there used to be a restaurant where this store stands. Big Joe Brady's Restaurant." "Until 5 years ago," said the policeman. "It was torn down then." The man in the doorway struck a match and lit his cigar. The light showed a pale, square-jawed face with keen eyes and a little white scar near his right eyebrow.
When you're ready, you can just
Oh. Tell that back to me.
Oh, gosh. I just have to tell the story back to me. Okay. About 10 o'clock, it was a gentleman standing in the doorway of a building. He had a cigar in his hand, and a policeman came up. And the gentleman said, "Policeman, it's okay. I'm just here waiting for my friend." He said he would be here, and I know that he will be here. He said 20 years ago that we would meet at the same place at 10 o'clock, and I'm just looking forward to him coming. The police officer then commented, and then the gentleman mentioned that about 18 years ago, they were at this restaurant, and now the restaurant is torn down, that they would come back together and tell where they are in terms of their destiny or what they have done with their life. And he was looking forward to Bob coming back. The police officer twiddled his baton, and then he said, "Well, how much time are you going to give him?" And he said, "Well, I'm going to give him 30 minutes because I'm sure that he will come. If he's still alive, he will be here." So the police officer, he said something, and he walked away. A few moments later, a tall man with a long trench coat walked across the street. And he walked over to the gentleman, and he said, "Jimmy?" And he said, "Bob?" And they looked at each other. He looked at each other, and they then expressed a few words, and they then decided. The taller gentleman, which I believe his name is Jimmy, mentioned that they should go to the restaurant. They saw that the restaurant was torn down, but that they would go around the corner and they could sit and talk about old times, and they did. But when they went there, the gentleman said that unfortunately he didn't think he was the person, that for some reason he wasn't the person because of some reason. So he mentioned something about he was under arrest, something happened in Chicago, and he was not the person that his friend, and the reason was, I'm really not sure. But so it ends with him taking him to the police station, I believe, and saying that he was under arrest for something he did in Chicago.
Okay, great. Okay, now I'm going to tell you a story. I'd like you to tell it back to me. Okay, here is the story.
Okay.
While a lady was shopping, her wallet fell out of her purse, but she didn't see it fall. When she got to the checkout counter, she had no way to pay for her groceries, so she put the groceries back and went home. Just as she opened the door to her house, the phone rang, and the little girl told her that she had found her wallet. The lady was very relieved.
Very good.
Okay.
A lady went to the store to do some shopping, and her wallet had fell out of her purse without her knowing it. So when she went to the checkout counter, she went to pay for it, and she didn't have a wallet there. So she put the things back, and she went home. And when she went into the door, the phone was ringing, and a little girl said that she had found her wallet.
Okay. Try to remember that, because that's the very last thing I'm going to ask you to do.
What's that?
Fine. Tell the story again. The very last thing. Okay. Now I'm going to say some numbers. I'd like you to repeat them back to me.
Okay.
582. 694.
694.
6439.
6439.
7286.
7286.
42731.
42731.
75836.
75436.
Oops.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
691473.
691473.
392487.
392487. 591-7248.
Almost.
Okay.
417-9386.
417-9386?
Yes. 581-92647.
581-92836. I got lost. Mm-hmm.
382-95174.
385-792-4.
Almost. 275-862-584. 275-862-974. Okay. Now I'm going to have you... this time it's going to be backwards. Okay, ready?
Mm-hmm.
24.
42.
58. 85. 629.
926.
415.
514.
3279.
9273. Oh, yeah, I definitely need those.
Okay.
Okay.
4968.
8694.
Yes.
Awesome.
15286.
I have to get it first frontwards before I can get it backwards. Can you repeat it?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
15286. 86915. Whoops. Okay.
61843.
64834.
We'll do one more. Okay.
539-418.
8-1-4-9-3-5.
Okay. Mm-hmm. 7-2-4-8-5-6.
Okay.
5-3-9-8-1-2. Almost, you left out the
6. Oh, I really did. I just blurted. I didn't even think of it. Okay.
I missed that one number. Okay. 4-7-3-9-1-2-8.
813-975. I don't remember that.
Okay, that's enough of that. next are categories. I'm going to give you some categories. I'd like for you to tell me as many items that fall into each category as fast as you can,
okay.
And I'm going to time you.
Example, give me one real quick.
For example, if I said states,
mm-hmm.
you would give me as many states as you could think of. Michigan, South
mm-hmm.
Dakota, California,
okay.
Washington.
Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So the first category is foods.
Okay.
Go ahead and start.
Bread, milk, sugar, cake, vegetables, meat. Greens, potatoes, fruit, I don't know if I should be doing.
Keep going.
Lasagna, chicken, potatoes, vegetables, ice cream, pie, bread. I'm not finished.
Okay.
Lost. cereal, eggs, cheese.
Okay.
Oh gosh, one more.
Anymore, or are you drawing a blank now?
Well, no. I mean, my time not up, right?
Okay. Well, I want you to get to at least a minute. You're over a minute now.
Okay.
So you just if you want to.
Oh my God.
I just wanted you to clear a minute. Okay.
Okay.
The next category is animals.
Okay.
Okay.
Dog, cat, rooster, cow, chicken, bird, fish, snake, a camel, a rhinoceros, a monkey, a gorilla, a whale, a elephant, a hippopotamus, a seal, a walrus, a chicken, a pony, a horse, a sheep, a lamb, an ox,
last category is kitchen items.
Mm-hmm.
Things found in the kitchen.
Okay. Pot holder, dishes, pots, food, bowls, silverware, glasses, canister set, dish towels, magnets,
paper towels, share food for plants, trash can, a rug. Did you say utensils? No, just anything in the kitchen.
Anything in the kitchen.
Okay. A rug, flowers, cabinets. Refrigerator, stove.
Three more?
Oh. Just a minute.
Oh, okay.
Are you done? Okay.
Oh, gosh.
Okay. This next to the last item is called the Stroop test. And it's a test of attention and inhibition, and you'll see why after you get into it. It's a practice sheet. First part, I want you to read that across as fast as you can.
Orange, green, brown, purple. Orange, green, brown, purple.
Okay, that's the task.
Okay.
Start from here, go all the way through each row and read them
as fast
as you can. And go.
Green, blue, yellow, red, green, blue, green, yellow, red, green, blue, yellow, yellow, green, blue, red.
Great. 7.47 seconds. Okay. Read the second line. Tell me the names of each color dot.
Okay. Let me go now.
Uh-huh.
Gray, blue, black, red.
That's the task. Go across and name the colors as fast as you can.
Okay.
And go.
Green, blue, yellow, red, green, blue, green, yellow, yellow, red, green, blue, yellow, green, blue, red.
Good. 9.27 seconds. And the third line. Don't read the word. Tell me the color the word is printed in.
Green, black, gray, blue.
Yes. And that's the test. Start here. Tell me the color the word is written in.
Okay.
As fast as you can, and go.
Blue, red, yellow, green, yellow, green, red, blue, red, blue, yellow, red, green, blue, red, yellow, green, blue, red, green, blue, yellow, red.
21.6. You see why it's attention and inhibition? You have to pay attention and have to inhibit what you normally want to do.
Failed.
The third one is supposed to be slower because you have to really concentrate on that one.
Yeah, so you could definitely did it.
The story about the lady with the groceries, can you tell that to me again?
Yes. The lady was going to the store and she didn't know it, but her wallet had fell out of her purse. And she went to buy some food, and when she got to the register, she didn't have any money, so she put the food back. So she went home. And when she went home, she went in the door, and her phone was ringing. A little girl was on the phone, and she said that she had found her wallet.
Okay.
Exactly.
That's it.
Yes.
That's everything. Thank you.
You're welcome.
That was too taxing.
I know.